Today's share of the Daf Yomi is the Gemara in Gittin Daf Chav Tes. We begin in the middle of Chav Tes of Aleph, about halfway down, with a brand new Mishnah. The Mishnah tells us, Hamevi get be'eretz Yisrael. If a person brings a get from one place in Eretz Yisrael to another place in Eretz Yisrael, Rashi points out, in this situation, in the all the Rashi's all the way at the top, with the Dibur Maskel, Hamevi get be'eretz Yisrael, Shein Tzorich Lomar b'fonei nechtav u'b'fonei nechtav. He doesn't have to say the code words that will prevent the husband from complaining about the get being valid. If it's in Eretz Yisrael, you don't have to say those code words, because either Eidim Mitsuyos, there will be witnesses present, they'll be able to validate the get, authenticate the get, or because everyone is Bekiyin Lishma. So, in this situation where you don't have to say Befoni Nechtam, so the person bringing the get from one place in Eretz Yisrael, if he gets sick, V'chol, this Shaliach unfortunately gets sick and isn't able to carry out his duties, no problem. The Mishnah says, Harezim Mishalcho Biyad Acher. Let another person go and complete the delivery of the get on your behalf, on behalf of the husband. If he would have to say Befoni Nechtav, he obviously can't say that. So the next Mishnah will discuss what you do in that situation when you're delivering a get from Medina Sayyam, 2 hours or so, where you do need to say Befoni Nechtav. We'll get to that in a few moments. Mishnah continues and says, the im amalo, but if the husband specifically said to the shaliach, listen, when you give the get, before you give the get, tol li heimena chayfetz ploni, go and acquire a certain object that I have in my wife's possession. I want you to get that. She may not want to give that back. I want you to go and get that back before you give her the get. In this situation, tol li heimena chayfetz ploni, go get that object from you before you give her the get. You're not allowed to go and give that get, then that person cannot give that get to another shaliach to fulfill carrying out the wishes, because the Gemara will explain, Shein Ritzona, yeah, Pigdono Biyad Acher. The Gemara will explain this in more detail, because the person doesn't wish his possessions to necessarily be in somebody else's hands, and therefore, he bedafka wants this shaliach and not another shaliach to go and pick up that object from his wife and to give the get. The Gemara will discuss this in a lot more detail, what exactly is going on over here. Gemara starts off and tells us in the name of Rav Kahana, Amar Rav Kahana, Chala Tanan. Our Mishnah is specifically in the Reisha talking about where the Shaliach got sick. It says, I may be get buried, so the Chala, and the Shaliach got sick. In that situation, he's allowed to go send it with someone else. So Rav Kahana says, it's only because he got sick that he's allowed to send it with somebody else. Gemara says, that's what the Mishnah said. Chala Tani. So what are you adding, Rav Kahana? You're in Amora. What are you adding to the favorite words of the Mishnah? Gemara says, no, he's adding a big Chiddush. Ma'al Tema, I might have thought that the Mishnah is telling us that, in fact, anybody who is sent as a shliach can go make another shliach to complete the shlichus that he was assigned to. So if Reuven was asked by the husband to go give the get, anytime he wants to, Reuven could say, listen, I'll go up to this point, and Shimon, you go take care of it the rest of the way. Hu adin af agav de lo chola, and this would have nothing to do whether he was sick or not. Then why did the Mishnah tell us the chola got sick? V'hai diktani de chola, because urcha de milsak tani. Why else would Reuven not complete his shlichus? Mistama, it's that he got sick, but lav davka. But that's the defining characteristic that must occur in order for him to be able to transfer over the shlichus to somebody else. In fact, even if he's healthy, he'd be allowed to transfer the shlichus to somebody else. And it just told us, Urcha de Bilsi, just told us the most likely reason why Reuven wouldn't complete his shlichus and give it over to Shimon. Kamash Rulam, therefore, Rav Kahana is telling us, no, it is specifically because he got sick. Or Rashi points out, the onus in the top Rashi, Cholot Sinan, he says, the onus, there was some factor, an accident over here that didn't allow Reuven to continue it, such as him getting sick, but it would be not only getting sick, but what did Lechol owns in anything that stopped him from going? He broke his leg. His work needs him, and he can't take off the day to go deliver the get. Whatever it may be, that's an onus. However, avo ilo onus, but if there isn't an onus over here, then in fact, lo yishalchenu biyarache. That's the chiddush that Rav Kahana is teaching us. Now, based upon this, the Gemara is going to question, there's a brisa that we're going to learn now that has three opinions, none of which seem to jibe with our Mishnah. So, Eichi Dami, what exactly is the case over here in our Mishnah where it says that Hamevi get buried so v'cholo harei zemashalcho biyad acher? Whose opinion in this following brisa did this go like? E de Omar lech holech. What was the lashon that the husband used to this shaliach? E de Omar, if he told him. To the shaliach holech, just go and bring the get to my wife. So afal gav de lo cholonami. Then doesn't say anything about that he has to be the one to do it. So even if he didn't get sick, he should be able to go transfer it over to somebody else, which doesn't seem to accord with our Mishnah. The id amar le, if in fact the husband told the shaliach at holech, I want you and seemingly only you to deliver the get, so then afilu chola, even if you get sick, namilo, then that shouldn't work. Ah, you're going to tell me that it's the opinion of Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. Again, these two opinions that we just brought down for Holech and Ad Holech, we'll see in a moment in the Braisa. So the third opinion that we'll see in a moment is the opinion of Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. So you're going to tell me this is our Mishnah is in accord with Shimon Gamliel? No. He says, Afilu Chola Namilo. He says, even if the witness gets sick, he seems to disagree with our Tana of our Mishnah, who says, Im Chola, you're allowed to go and hand it over to somebody else. Shimon Gamliel says, even if you're sick, you're not allowed to hand it over to somebody else. So Rav Kahane's understanding of our Mishnah, that it's talking about Bedavka Chola, doesn't seem to jive with any of these three opinions that we're going to learn in the following Braisa. The Tanya, what is this Braisa? The Braisa states, if a man says, the husband says to the Shaliach, Holech get zelishti, he says, stam, go and bring this get to my wife. So the Braisa says, Hare ze mishalcho biyad acher. The Shaliach has the right to appoint another Shaliach, seemingly, even if he's not sick. So that doesn't jive with our Mishnah. Then it says, the second case in the Braisa, At Holech get Zelishti. If the husband says, I want you, seemingly say only you, to go and deliver this get to my wife, so then, Harezeh lo yishalchenu biyad acher, seemingly, even if he's sick, he can't send it with somebody else. That doesn't seem to jive with our Mishnah. And then we have the opinion of Shimon Gamliel. He says, Omer, benkachu benkach, whether you use the lotion of just stam, take the get to my wife, Holech get Zelishti, or he says the lotion of At Helech. Go you and go bring this get to my wife. Either way, and a shliach also shliach. Rav Shimon Gamliel says you can't make another shliach. That also doesn't seem to jive with our Mishnah. So again, how are we to understand our Mishnah? It doesn't seem to jive with any of these three known opinions in the Braisa. So the Gemara says you could answer. It could go according with any of them. If you wish, you could say our Mishnah is in accord with the opinion of the Braisa that says holech means anybody can go. However, you have to understand it. It wasn't saying anybody could go under any circumstance. He was saying that only anybody can be the shaliach to give it to another shaliach in the case of who the chola. Only when the person, in fact, got sick. But in general, you can't go and hand the shlichus over to somebody else unless you're sick. Oh, that goes in accord exactly with our Mishnah. So the case of the first part of the Braisa, where it says holech, that's only holech and can transfer it over to somebody else only in chola. But if he said at holech, you specifically go, then even if chola, he can't go and deliver it. Oh, very, very good. Now, alternatively, you could answer the Mishnah as the same as following. When you use the lashon of ad holech, you must go. Even in that situation, it's not you and only you, but if you were to get sick, then v'chalo shaydi. If you were to get sick, then it's built in that you can transfer that shlichus over to somebody else. If you don't get sick, you're right, you can't transfer the shlichus over. In the first case, where he just says holech, then anybody can go and bring it. Any shliach can transfer it over to another shliach. No, nothing to do with being sick or not. You're allowed to transfer it over. There's no reason to think not. But in the case where you specify ad holech, then you can transfer it over to somebody else unless you get sick. B'chol or shiny. So that's the way you understand the second possibility of our Mishnah. And the third possibility is that he could be Rav Shimon Gamliel. It could in fact be the author of our Mishnah could be Rav Shimon Gamliel. Rav Shimon Gamliel, why? Because he agrees that in general, the shaliach is not allowed to go and hand it over to somebody else. With the exception, however, of a cholo shiny, if in fact you get sick, so then the din is different. Then you are in fact allowed to go and transfer it over to somebody else. Even Rav Shimon Gamliel agrees that that is the case. Okay. Then we learned in our Mishnah, Tanan, and maybe get married to Yisrael v'cholo, harezim v'shalchu b'yad acher. That was our Mishnah, but we seem to have a contradiction from the Mishnah that we're going to learn later in the Masechta on Dach Samach Vav. We're in it's going to say over there, Amar l'shnayim, if a person tells to two other people, Tenu get liishti. Rashi says in Libra Masel, Amar l'shnayim, Tenu get liishti. Lo nasa lehem get. He didn't actually give them a get, but the Asan Edim, he actually made them into the Edim. Even though he didn't specify you must write it, by him saying over here that you are Tenu get liishti, hare edlu yichtivu v'yitnu. He's basically assigning them to go and write the get and give it. And therefore, v'lo yomru l'sofer b'yichto. They don't have the right to go and tell a sofer to go and write the get. We'll see, he's embarrassed that he doesn't know how to write the get. Normally the husband would write the get. So he's telling his two confidants, his two friends, listen, you write the get for me. I don't know how to write the get. But he doesn't want anybody else to go and write that get. Therefore, as we'll see, here's a kasha. Our Mishnah said, maybe you get buried to Yisrael, v'chola, ha'rezim shachu b'yanacher. But this Mishnah later in the Masechta on Daf Samavav seems to say, to new get liishti, you can't give it over to somebody else. So it's a stira between that Mishnah and our Mishnah. Let's finish that Mishnah. It says, Olu Shlosha, if he assigns it to three people, they're functioning basically as a Beis Din. Rashi explains in the next Rashi, Heim Atzmam, these three people must kisvu get usnu liishti. They have to go and write the get and give it to the woman. Hare elu yichtavu v'yitnu. They have to go and do this themselves. Now, here they're functioning as a Beis Din, and the itnu b'mei she'asin based in rashayin laso shliach. Here they can, but in the first part when they were just two, they weren't functioning as a based in ama ena yochid osa shliach. So here's the stira between samach vav and our Mishnah. So that's the question that the Gemara raises. Inhu in avo shliach lo. In the first case with the two people, they themselves must write it, but they can't transfer it over to somebody else. So Amar Abayi says it's not a stira. Why not? Because hasam. In the Mishnah on Samach Vavu, they specifically said, you go and write, the husband said to the two Edom, you go and write the get, time am I, why did you want them to write it? Mishum de Bizoyon de Baal, because as Rashi says in Bizoyon de Baal, Sha'olav lichtov is the get, normally the husband write the get. They know Rosa Sheyedu Bo Rabim, he doesn't want the world to know, She'eno Yodea lichtkosvo, he doesn't know how to write again. So he doesn't want the world to know that, he's embarrassed that it must have been a simple thing in those days. Most people may have known how to do this, and he was embarrassed that he didn't know how to do this, and therefore Mishum Bizoyun Dabal, he specifically doesn't want anybody else to go and be assigned to write that get. That's why in Samach Bav, the Mishnah says you can't have somebody else do it. But in our case, ha-ha, Baal or Kopit, the Baal is giving them a get. As Rashi says, the Mike pay the Ika, he's giving them a get. Reuven, go deliver this get on my behalf. So what difference does it make if Reuven goes and gives it to Shimon or not? There's no bizoyin abal. And that's the teretz that Abayi gives to reconcile our Mishnah and the Mishnah on Samach Vav, Amud Aleph. Rav gives a different teretz. Rav Amar, Mishum Demile Ninu. Because when he's telling him to go on Samach Vav and say, go and write a get, he's not making a kinyan with him. He's just telling them to do that. And therefore, they're authorized to do it on his behalf. But they don't have the ability to go and transfer that authorization over to somebody else because it's just words. Mishum demile ninhu, umile lo mimsiron l'sholiach. And the people that the husband assigned to write the get don't have the ability, since it was just words, to transfer over that authorization to someone else. So that's why in Samach Vav, it's only those two people, Lishnayim, that were told to nu get lishti, they, and nobody else can go and give the get to the wife, because mile lo mimsurun l'shaliach. They don't have the ability to transfer over to the shaliach. But in our Mishnah, there was a get that was given over, so the get can be transferred to somebody else. So he told Reuven, you give the get to my wife. Reuven has the ability to go and give it to Shimon, say, you go and be act on my behalf, which is acting on behalf of the husband, to go give the get to the wife. So that's Rava's teretz. My binayu, is there any bottom line, nafkamina, between Abayi's teretz and Rava's teretz? Both of them explain our Mishnah that you can make it with a shliach, and both of them explain the Mishnah Samach Vav that you can't give a shliach. Is there a practical difference? Might be nice. What's the nafkamina between Abayi and Rava? So the Gemara says there is a nafkamina. Ika benayu shliach matona. The difference would be not for the case of the get, but do we compare the case of a get to a matona? What's the thinking over here? So Rashi explains, with a matona, you're also, there's nothing that's being handed over. The matana is mile, and therefore the mile lo mimsri, they can't be given over to somebody else. As Rashi says, Diba Masku Shliach Matana, Sha'amar Baal Habayis Lebeis Edim, the Baal Habayis of this matana says to the two witnesses, Kisu Shtar Matana Luploni, go and write a Shtar Matana to so-and-so. So if you're saying, Itaim of the get Mishum Bizoyon Hu, if you're saying it's because a person is embarrassed, he doesn't know how to write a get, and that was why we didn't allow a shliach to go give it in the get case. So hako lechel meimar hachi. Here there is no bizoyan, because the person who gives the maton is usually not the one that's responsible to write the shtar. The one who's getting the benefit from it, the guy that's receiving the matana, shari ain't all of the koso. The person who's giving the matana doesn't normally write it. That's not as more above the Baza tells us. Tabakabel knows it as a schar, that the responsibility of the shtar is the person who's receiving it. He's getting the benefit, so he has to pay the sofer. So therefore, there's no embarrassment over here. How come he didn't write the shtar? Because it's not his responsibility to write the shtar. Nobody's going to be embarrassed. And therefore, the shlichim could go transfer that responsibility over to somebody else. Hilkochem yirtzu yomru liacher. Therefore, the shlichim that the owner of the matana is giving the authorization to those shlichim to go and write this shtar matana, so they could give it off to somebody else because there's no bizoyin abal. So according to the opinion that there's bizoyin abal, according to the opinion of Abaye, that the reason you don't give a get to somebody else is because you're bizoyin abal by shtar matana, there is no such concern. V'yichtavu, and therefore they can write it. Aye, uleman diomar mili lo mimserim. But according to Rava, that says it's because there's nothing here tangible, and you can't give over an authorization on something that's not tangible. So to over here, hani nami lo mimserim. The authorization to write the shtar matana can't be transferred over to somebody else. So therefore, the difference between them is whether you hold shliach matana is like a get or it's not like a get. Depending on the two reasons, it would be like a get if you say that it's mili mimsurim, so the same rule applies, but if it's supposed to be zayim, then it's not like a get. And in fact, this machlokes, or this nafkamina between Abaye and Rava, is in fact the wablooks of the Rav Shmuel. Was in fact a machlokes from the earlier generation of Amoraim, Rav Shmuel, that Rav said, Rav Amar matona eino keget. Rav held that the matona is not like a get. In other words, he held that it was because of the bizoyim, and therefore there's no bizoyim by the matana, and therefore he would hold like the opinion of Abaye that in fact there is a difference. The shliach matana could be given over, whereas the shlichus of the get could not be given over. Whereas Shmuel holds, Shmuel amar matana harei he could get. The matana and the get are the same thing because mili lo mimsaran, and therefore he holds like Rava. Okay. Gemara then quotes the Mishnah. It said, V'im amar lo tol heimeno chefetz ploni. If the person, the husband, said to the shliach, before you give the get, I want you to go and acquire a certain object that my wife has of mine, and only then give her the get, so then you're not allowed to send it with the shliach. Now, why not? Amar Rish Lakish says, Kan Shona Rebbe, here, Rebbe, Reviewed Anasi, the one who redacted the Mishnayis, the editor of the Mishnayis, so he was teaching us the following din, Ein Ashol Rashoi Lahashil, Ein Asocha Rashoi Lahaskir. Rebbe is teaching us this din, which was alluded to in the Mishnah when it said, She'ein Ritzono She'ein Pikdono B'yad Acher, that people don't want their property to be in somebody else's possession, in somebody else's hands. So he was teaching us that din over here. Lav Dafka, that there's no shlichus. He was saying that the reason why the shliach should not make another shliach is because the husband doesn't want that item that the wife has to be in this other person's hand. But he's not negating the shlichus. That's why Rebbe was teaching us this din over here. So Rav Yochanan doesn't like this answer. Amar Rav Yochanan. Rav Yochanan tells his Talmud Chavar Reish Lakish, Zu, this din that you're telling us, that's why Rebbe put this in over here. Afilu tinoko shobeis rabban yodin osad. Everybody knows that din. As Rashi says over here, the im hishila lo, if somebody lends something to somebody else, lo litzorech achayim hishila lo. He didn't lend it to him to go and give it to other people. The ain ashol, rashoy lahashol, that the person who borrows something can't go and give it to somebody else. Because in that situation, when Reuven gave the item to Shimon, he lent him the item to Shimon. He was giving it to Shimon. He doesn't want Shimon to go lend it to Levi. So therefore, that's clear and obvious. Every little child in school knows that. So what's the purpose of our Mishnah? Elo zimnim degita nami lohevi. He's telling us that in some situations, it will be a get, but in some situations, it won't be a get. If in fact, he goes and doesn't follow the instructions. Because if you don't follow the instructions, it's as if the husband said to the shaliach, Al tigarsha, don't give this get to my wife, Elo babayis. I want you, bedavko, to go and give it in the house. Rashi explains, Elo mishum shlichos to get gufe. This is an intrinsic part of the shlichos of the get. And therefore, you can't go, just like and he said, Al tigarshenu elo babayis, vegarsha baliyah. If the shaliach went and gave the get to her in the attic, in the second floor, so then it's not a good get. Or if he says, Al tigar shel b'yam, he says, only divorce her with your right hand, and instead, v'ger shel b'smol, he gave it to her with his left hand, it's not a good get. It invalidates the get. So to over here, under certain circumstances, it will invalidate the get if the shliach were to make another shliach. Now, the Gemara says, the kula yama, everybody actually holds, both Reish Lakish and Rav Yochanan hold, hecha denof kula yapeh, where this second shliach, Reuven, was made the first shliach, and then, incorrectly, he transferred over that shlichus to Shimon, in this case, where the husband had said, I want you to go get tol li hemen ocheves ploni, so then the din is, lo yishalchen bi'arachem, he shouldn't go l'chatchila and give it to another shliach. But if he did go and give it to another shliach, and the other shliach, in fact, got the item first from the wife, and only then afterwards gave the get. So then, even both Reish Lakish and even Rabbi Yochanan both hold the Yovel Echev, that she first gave the object, and then V'hadar Shok L'minei Gita, and only then did he give her the get. Did she take the get from him? So then, in that situation, Kuli Amalo Pligi, both Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, they both agree the Gita Ma'alya Habe, that this is a perfectly valid get, because we don't say that because the husband doesn't want to have that possession of somebody else's hand, that he's negating the shlichus. The shlichus was done exactly as he asked it to be done. He wanted to get the object first to make sure his wife wouldn't hold it back. He got the object first, and then he says, okay, now that I got my object back, you can go give her the get. So therefore, everybody agrees that that's a valid get. The shlichus there is not negated. Keep leaking. Where do they argue? They argue, Rav Yishlokish, Rav Yochanan argue, Heichon the Amale, in the situation where the husband says to his wife, and we turn to Chavtes Omid Beis, Shekol Mino Chayfetz, first take the object, V'hoder Havle Gita, and then give her the get, and V'ozel Hiu, and the Shliach went, V'yov Logiti, first gave the get, and only afterwards, V'hoder Shakol Mino Chayfetz, and only afterwards did he take the object that he was supposed to take. So he went out of order. So Rav Yochanan Poso Ba, he says that this is exactly the same case as he told the husband tells the shliach, go and give her the get in the bais, and he gave her the aliyah. It's no good, because he didn't follow through the instructions, and therefore it's no good. So it's no good even for Reuven. If Reuven had done it that way, the first shliach, so Allah has kama v'kama v'koshke mishlucho, it's no good if Shimon does it that way, because he didn't do what the husband wanted. In the first scenario, we said everybody says it's good. Bottom line is, it was achieved what the husband wanted. He got the object first and then gave the get. So therefore, that's perfectly good. A person doesn't like normally to have his things in somebody else's possession. Okay, fine, but that doesn't negate the shlichus, everybody agrees. But here, where he didn't follow through in the shlichus, so certainly the shaliach is no good, because the shliach himself wouldn't be good. The kosher can't be shluchim, certainly the shliach of the shliach would not be good. Whereas Reish Lakish says, no, bottom line is, the get was given. Reish Lakish, ma'akshe b'shlucho, the kosher came by. He would allow even the shliach to be good, because the bottom line is, the get was delivered. And okay, so the object's in the other hand, and okay, so it wasn't given in the right order. Big deal. The bottom line is, he got the object back, and the get was given, so he got what he wanted. And therefore, even if the shliach did it, the kosher came by, and certainly if he himself did it, that would be acceptable. That's the machlokes, Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan. Now we get to the next mission, which I alluded to early in the shir. What about the person who's bringing the get from the Medina Sayyam? And has to say, before they nechtam. So in this situation, maybe get me Medina Sayyam, v'chola. Here, this shaliach got sick. He broke his leg. Now he can't go and deliver the get. So what is he supposed to do? So ose shaliach bebeisdin umishacho. So this guy has to get to a beisdin, and the beisdin will listen to him say, before they nechtam, and then they will assign somebody else to go and deliver it the rest of the way, because the original shaliach physically can't. Umishacho. And they'll send. The beisdin will appoint this second shaliach, and the beisdin will go send this second shaliach. Meanwhile, while the first one who got sick is in the basin, he has to say in front of them, Yomer Lefnan, Befani Nechtav, he states in front of them, yes, I was there when this get was written, and this get was signed, this thing was done properly, and then the basin will send the second shaliach, and the Ein Shaliach Akrav Tzorach Shomar Befani Nechtav, the second shaliach can't say, he physically, of course, can't say, but he doesn't have to say that the first one was done in front of the basin and said it. He doesn't have to say anything. All he has to do is say, I'm El Omer, Shliach Basin, I'm coming on behalf of the basin. And everybody will know that obviously things were done properly if the basin was involved. And the first Shliach said, before they nechtam, the second Shliach doesn't have to say that, can't say that, doesn't have to say that. El Omer, Shliach Basin, all he has to do is say, I'm coming on behalf of the basin. And the basin accepted the first Shliach as a proper shliach, and now I'm being assigned by the Beis Din to go and deliver the get. And that's how you go deliver get Medina Sayyam to Eretz Yisrael. If Nebuch, the first shliach, who could say before Nechtav, gets sick, so that's how you finish off the process. The Gemara asks, Amalei Rabbanon li Avimei Berei de Rabbi Avo. The Chachamim asks Avimei, who was the son of Rabbi Avo, go and ask Rabbi Avo, your father, the following shaila. So the Talmidim went to the son of the Rosh Yeshiva and told the son, go ask your father, the Rosh Yeshiva, the following shaila. Bo minemi Rabbi Avo. Sholiach de Sholiach, Mashrei Sholiach alo. Okay, you had the first Shaliach Reuven. He's allowed to go make a second Shaliach Shimon. Can Shimon make a third Shaliach Levi? Can Shaliach de Shaliach, the Shaliach of the first Shaliach, Shimon, who was the Shaliach of Reuven, who was the first Shaliach, Mashvi Shaliach, could he make a Levi as a Shaliach? Olo. That's what they wanted to know from the Rosh Hashiva Rabbi Avo. Abelhu. So Avime, who's the son of the Rosh Yeshiva, says to them, Ha lo tiboy luchu. You don't have to go bother my father for this. I can answer this for you because Midiktani, our Mishnah said, Ein Ashliach Achron. Notice how the lashon of the Mishnah was the last shaliach. Implication being Miklal de Mashre Shaliach. It implies clearly that there could be a Levi in the line of shlichus, not only a Reuven and a Shimon. It says the last shaliach, the Ein Shaliach Achron, implying that there could be an in-between shaliach as well as this last shaliach. So there could be a Reuven, Shimon, and a Levi, etc., in the line of shlichus. So therefore, don't bother my father with that question. No, if you want to bother my father with the question, Elo Kiti Bailuchu, if you want to ask a good shaila over here to my father, this is the shaila you should ask. When this shaliach, ki mashve shaliach, when this Shimon makes a shaliach, be based in, does he have to make this shaliach in based in, or filu shalom be based in? Or could he make this appointment of the third shaliach of Levi outside of the basin? Shimon had to be appointed in the basin. But does, if Shimon wants to make a shaliach, does he have to appoint the third shaliach also in the basin, or can he just appoint him stop? So here, the Chachamim spoke back to Avimi, the son of Rabbi Yavo, and they told him, Hala mi baila, this we don't need to ask your father. Why? Midiktani, because if once you taught us the first thing, so then we can learn the second thing from our mission as well. Ela omer shliach beistin ani. The person has to say, I'm the shliach of beistin. So Shimon can't go and tell Levi, you say you're the shliach of beistin, because you're not the shliach of beistin. So Mistama, you could dash it out from our Mishnah that if Shimon were to make a shliach to somebody else, which he's allowed to, it must be done in beistin. That's the first version that we have of this discussion. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Masni Hochi. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak said this was the discussion. Amalei Rabbanan Lavimi Breder Avohu. The Talmid in the Yeshiva said to the Rosh Yeshiva's son Avimi, they said to him, Ma boy minei mi Rabbi Yehoshua, go and ask your father, the Rosh Yeshiva, Shaliach the Shaliach, Kimashvi Shaliach, Beveisdin, oh, Shalom Beveisdin. They just went straight out and asked him the question. Clearly, you can make a Shaliach, Shimon can make another Shaliach, but when he does this, does he have to do it in Beisdin, or can he do it even with outside of Beisdin? So Amalhu, so the Avimi, the son of the Rosh Yeshiva, said to the Talmidim, V'tibayluchu, why don't you go and ask my father, Imashvi Shaliach B'yama? Can you go and make a Shaliach at all? Why are you saying, when you make the Shaliach, does that be in front of Beisdin or not? You should go and ask over here, is he allowed to make a Shaliach? So Amalhu, that they told Avimi, no, Halo komi bayalon. That we never had a shaila because did not read the Mishnah carefully. Ein shliach achron. The lashon is that the last shaliach, implication being that there is certainly the capability of having a third shaliach. This shaliach Levi. So miklal the shaliach, mashu shaliach. So that we knew that a shaliach make a shaliach. Therefore, we only had the question elo ki kobe boylan. The only question we had to your father was beveistin or shalom beveistin. Was it in the beistin or was it not in the beistin? So amalahu. So Avimi tells them hanami loti baluchu. This you don't have to go and ask my father. Diktani, for the Mishnah itself says elo omer shaliach beistin. Since Shimon has to say I'm a shaliach beistin, so if he transfers it over to Levi, Levi can't say I'm a shaliach beistin. It must be only if Shimon transfers that shlichus over in the presence of the basin, so the basin that can then assign that shlichus to Levi to say, I am the shliach of the basin. More continues and says, Amar Rabba, Rabba tells us, Shaliach be'eretz Yisrael, osek ha'mashluchim, in Eretz Yisrael. So the husband sent Reuven, Reuven is allowed to send Shimon, Shimon is allowed to send Levi, etc. No problem in doing so. As Rashi says, Rishon can make l'sheni, v'sheni l'shlish, v'chein li'olim, and keep on going on. Ain't tzarich based, and you don't need a base over here. Hold, the ain't a rishon tzarich lomar b'fani nechtav, b'fani nechtav. Ha'achronami ain't tzarich lomar shliach based on me. Since the first one didn't have to say b'fani nechtav, b'fani nechtam, so therefore he could just assign the shlichus to Shimon, just assign the shlichus to Levi, to Yehuda, etc., and no problem in doing so. That's what Rabbah said. Omar Ravashi, Ravashi says, however, in Meis Rishon, if Reuven were to die, the first shlichus were to die, then Shimon, the Levi, Yehuda, all the other shlichim, they wouldn't be able to continue doing their continuation of the shlichus, batlu kulam. As Rashi says, actually, yeah, get liyada. If the get didn't reach the wife's hands and Reuven, the first shaliach, died, so then all the other shlichuses are batel and the get cannot be delivered in this situation. Batlu kulam, another ksavar mikocho bo. Rashi explains that Ravashi seems to be suggesting that the shlichus of Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, all the other shlichim is dependent upon Reuven's being alive. He's acting as Reuven's shliach. That's what Ravashi said. Now Ravashi's son, Amar Marba Ravashi, Ravashi's son Mar says that which you just heard in the name of my father Ravashi, called the Abba, this statement that my father made, Dikatnusahi. It was made when he was young. As Rashi says, Bikatnuso, when he was a young Tamachacham, Bikatnuso, Amar Avi, my father said this only when he was a youngster. Shmuzu, this statement, Sheyesh L'Hashalah, because you could easily say that that's incorrect. And in fact, it wasn't correct. Ilu Meis Baal, he should have said, if the husband dies before the get is given, so then, Midei Mashash Isbu, then, obviously, the Shluchim can't give the get Achar Misa, and they're only acting like the husband. They're acting on behalf of the husband. The husband has to be around. So therefore, Ilu Meis Baal, it's only if the husband died, is the Shlichus of all of them, Batlul Kulon. Because Kulu Mikoach Man Kasu, they're not coming on behalf of Ruvain. Mikoach the Baal Kasu, they're coming on behalf of the husband. So therefore, Isil Baal, if the husband is still alive, Isil Kulu, then Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, any one of them that's going to be the final Shliach is still able to do so, despite the fact that the earlier Shlichim are no longer present. So even if Ruvain dies, as long as the husband's alive, then the last Shliach can go give the get. But if the husband is no longer alive, less than the kulun, then even though Reuven, Shimon, Levi, and Yehuda are all alive, then Dan can't go and give the get because the husband is no longer alive. That is what my father should have said, Mar Baravashi said. Okay. How Gavra, the one, Maisa Shoyer, there once was a case, there was a certain man, the Shoder Legito Ledvisu, he sent a get to his wife with the Shliach, and Omar Shliach, the Shliach said, but I don't know who your wife is. You're sending me to this town, but I don't know who your wife is. Lo yadana. So how am I supposed to give the get to your wife? So Amale, so the husband said to the shliach, no problem. In that town is a friend of mine. Zil Yahave la Abba Bar Minyumi. Go and give it to my friend, this Abba Bar Minyumi. The Ihu Yadala. He knows my wife. The Leza Velesve Niyala. So you go find this person, Abba Bar Minyumi. You go give him the get, and he will then go give the get to my wife because he knows who my wife is. Okay. Now, also, this shaliach goes to that town, and he can't find Lo Ishkachli Abba Bar Minyumi. He's looking, can't find this Abba Bar Minyumi. What's he supposed to do? He has to get back to his town, and he's assigned here to give the get. So he goes to the base then and says, they'll tell me what to do. Ashkei, Rabbi Abo, Rabbi Chanina Bar Papa, Rabbi Yitzhak Nafchi, finds these three great Talmidei Chachamim. And no, they can now function for him as a beis din. So he goes to them and basically asks them a shaila as a beis din. And by the way, the Yosef Rav Safra Gabay, Rav Safra is also sitting there and watching what's going on. So Amrulei, so these three great Talmidei Chachamim, Rabbi Avo, Rabbi Chanina Bar Papa, and Rabbi Yitzhak Nafcha, go and say to this shaliach, Misor Miloch Kamei Didon, go and transfer over your shlichus to us, and then we will go, and eventually when we find Abba Bar Minyumi, we will go and have him give the get to the husband's wife. So you can go home, back to where you have to go, and you'll transfer over your shlichus to us. That's what this beis din said. The Chiyasve Abba Bar Minyumi, and when we find Abba Bar Minyumi, Nesvine Le, Belezo Lesvine Lo. We will go and give this authorization to him to go and deliver the get, and he will give the get to the wife, and everything will be done, kedas v'chidin. That's what these three Talmidei Chachamim said, functioning as a beis din. But Rav Safra was sitting there, and he says, whoa, that's no good. Amalu Rav Safra, Rav Safra is sitting there, and he says, wait a second, how could he possibly do that? He wasn't authorized to deliver the get. V'ha shaliach shalu nitan legerishin hu. He's a shaliach that can't do the full gerishin. So how can you go and now say that you'll complete the gerishin on his behalf? He didn't have the authority to do that. As Rashi says, in Dibur Maaseh v'ha shaliach shalu nitan legerishin hu, ha shaliach hazeh lo nasa shaliach legarisha. He wasn't made into a shaliach to go and be megarish that woman. El hula mosro li Abba Bar Minyumi. All he had the authority to do was to give it over to Abba Bar Minyumi. Hilkach, therefore, he's not really functioning in the place of the husband to go to deliver the get. And therefore, he can't go and just give it over to somebody else. He just has to give it to Abba Bar Minyumi. And you don't have the authority to go and tell Abba Bar Minyumi to go and give the get. So, Rav Safra told him that they were wrong. They were embarrassed. Rava remarked about this. Rava must have been there. And Rava said, Amar Rava, Kabchinu Rav Safra litlasa rabbanei smuchei. Rav Safra cut off the legs. Kata raglaim, Rashi says. Shlo yimotsu raglaim l'divreim. He cut off their thinking. He cut off their legs, and they have nothing to stand upon. And therefore, this opinion of Rav Safra negated the opinion of three rabbanon smuchei, three big talmidei chachamim. That's the first version that we have of the story. And on this version, Amar Rav Ashi comes along and says, no, Rav Safra's wrong. How did Rav Safra cut off their legs? It was incorrect. Because, Did the husband say, I want you to give this to only Abba Bar Minyumi? Let's say you find out who the wife is. He was authorizing him to give it to the wife. The guy, the shliach, said, I just don't know who the wife is. So he said, okay, then go give it to Abba Bar Minyumi. But if you can figure out who the wife is, you can go give it to the wife yourself. So therefore, he was authorized to be the shliach legerushin. And therefore, since he's the shliach legerushin, so the Beis Din can go and authorize Abba Bar Minyumi to go and give the get. So therefore, in fact, Rav Ashi says, the Rav Safra's correction of the Beis Din was incorrect. And in fact, the Beis Din acted correctly. That's the first version that we have of this story. Ika di Amre, there was a different version as to what Rava said. Omar Rava had said, not that we had the Girsa, Kapchinu Rav Safra L'Tlosa Rabbana Smuche, that Rav Safra Taka did cut off the legs of these three Talmidei Chachamim, but here, Omar Rava, Kapchinu Rav Safra L'Tlosa Rabbana Smuche, but he adds on the word Betusa mistakenly. In other words, Rav Safra was wrong to cut off their legs. It wasn't correct. And Rav Ashi says, Omar Rav Ashi, my Tusa, why? Why do you say that Rav Safra was wrong? Taki was right. Because what did the husband say to him? My Kamale, the husband said to the Shliach, I want you to give it to Abba Bar Minyume, Veloat. Since you're saying you don't know, so then I'm taking away the authority from you to go and give it. And in fact, I only want Abba Bar Minyume to go and give the get. Oh, therefore, Taka, Rav Safra was right in saying that the Beis Din was wrong and that the Beis Din didn't have the right to authorize Abba Bar Minyume to go and give the get, because in fact, this was a shlech, so l'nitan l'gerushin hu. So a different understanding of what the words that I want you to give it to Abba Bar Minyume is. The first version was, did I say to only give it to Abba Bar Minyume? No, you could go and give it to the wife yourself. Second version was, I only want you to give it to Abba Bar Minyume and the Loat and not you. And therefore, in this situation, he is a shliach shelo nitan legerishinu, and in fact, Rav Safra was correct. Okay, another ma'is to show you, Ahau Gavra, the once was a person, the shadolei gitu l'dvisu, was sent to get with the shliach to his wife, and amalei l'shliach, and he told the shliach, don't go and give it to her right away. I want you to wait 30 days. Lo tesve ni'alo ad tlosin yomi. For whatever the reason, he didn't want her to be divorced before 30 days. Now, the shliach said, no problem. However, then something came up, and the shliach said, I'm not going to be in that area after the 30 period of time. Originally, I was supposed to be in that area for 2 months. But now, I was very successful in my business, and I have to leave, and I'm not going to be in that area beyond 30 days. So Isnis begot losin yomim, during that 30-day period, he realized he wasn't going to be able to stay there beyond the 30 days that he was assigned to give the get. So what did he do? Also, the Kami the Rabbi, he went to Rabbi and said, what should I do? Can I go and assign this over to somebody else? So Amar Rabbi, Rabbi said, Chola, when we said in our Mishnah, the first Mishnah of the day, that if the Shliach gets sick, he's allowed to go assign somebody else. Why do we say if the Shliach gets sick, he can assign somebody else? Chola, time of my, what's the reasoning? Mishum Donis, as Rashi had brought down there, it wasn't specifically that he was sick. It could be any onus. He had to leave for whatever the reason. Mishum da onus. So here too, hainami onusu, you are an onus. This is no different than if you gotten sick, you'd be allowed to give it over to somebody else. Here, you expected to be there after day 30, but now you have to go back earlier. So this is a case of onsin, and therefore you can go and give it over to somebody else. And Rabbi continued, Amalei, Rabbi said to him, Mesor miloch kamei didon, go and give over your shlichus in front of a Beis Din, and Beis Din will go and assign somebody else to deliver the get after the 30 days. The labosa klosin yomim mashvinon shaliach v'yov le'niela. And that person will be assigned by the Beis Din to go and give the get to the woman. Okay, that's how you can accomplish this. That's what Rava said. Amar Rabban l'Rada. The Rabban, we're not happy with this answer that Rava said. But shliach shelo nitan legerushin. Hey, this is exactly the case that we had before. He was assigned to go and give over that get to the woman, and he can't go and do it. So therefore, isn't this a shliach shelo nitan legerushin? So how does the Beis Din have the authority to go and transfer that over? So Amalu, Rava said to him, you're incorrect. That's not the same case. Kivan the labos of klosin yomim mazi begarish. No, he has the ability to go and divorce this woman as the shliach of the husband, because the husband said, go and do that. He is a technical reason. He won't be able to be here after 30 days, but he has the authority to do so if he were here after 30 days. So so he technically is a shliach where he was assigned to do the gerushin. No, something came up that he won't be able to be there. That's not that he's not a shliach legerushin. He is a shliach legerushin, and therefore the basic can assign his shlichas to someone else. Well, it still questions Rabba. Why aren't we concerned over here that maybe in the meanwhile, before the 30 days have passed and the get has been given, the husband and the wife reconciled, and therefore this is a get yoshan, and it's not a kosher get. The husband and wife made up, they live together, and now this is a get yoshan that isn't a valid get to be given anymore. Why aren't we concerned about that? After all, milot nan, we learned in the Mishnah later in the Masechta, mitzvah Hashem, we'll get to it on Daf Ayin Vav Omud Beis, it says over there, when the husband gives the get to his wife, and he says, may Achsha, this get should be your get right now, if I do not return, Im Lo Basi, Mikan, V'Adyud Beis Chodesh, if I don't come back within 12 months, so then this is get, may Achsha, from now. And then the husband dies during that 12-month period of time. So is she a widow or is she a grusha? Umeis V'Sokhi Yud Beis Chodesh, raise a get. Since he didn't come back, what better way of proving that you're not coming back is than by dying? So at the bottom line is, he won't come back after 12 months, so therefore this is a get me'achshav, and it's a valid get, even though the husband died. We don't say it's a get li'achami. So no, this is a get that was given me'achshav at that moment in time he was alive, with a condition that I don't come back. No, he isn't coming back because he's dead. Therefore, this is a valid get. Now, we asked upon that Mishnah of Avinim Ba, the Nechlo Shem appears, why aren't we concerned that during this period of time before he died, that maybe he and the wife made up, and therefore this is not a valid get. It's a get Yashin, and therefore she's really an Amana and not a Grusha. Why aren't we concerned about that? But Amar Rabba Bar Ravuna, Rabba Bar Ravuna said, in that specific situation, Hochimar Abba Mari Mishmei the Rab, Abba Mari said over the name of Rab, the reason why we're not concerned about Shema Pius is because we Omer, because the husband said, my wife is believed to say, Nemenes Olai Lomar Shalom Bossi. If my wife says that we didn't have a makeup, so then this is a valid get. I could come and scream all day that we did have a makeup. No, I'm giving Nemenes over to my wife to be believed over me. And therefore, only in that situation do we not have to be concerned about Shema Pius. So that's why in the Mishnah, and I involve, we're not concerned about Shema Pius. Implication being, however, that in this situation, we should be concerned Shema Pius. So how can you, based in, allow this get to be delivered after 30 days? Maybe the husband made up with the wife, and this is a get Yashan. Rava, you're wrong. Ichsef, Rava felt very embarrassed. Hitaka said, I was wrong. However, Lesov, it turned out that this man who was giving the get after 30 days, it was only a get from Erisin, it wasn't a get from Nisuan. Lesov, Igloy Mills, it turned out that Rabbi didn't make a mistake. Darusa Havoy, this woman wasn't a full-fledged Nisua, so therefore there's no concern about Pius over here. They never had lived together, they never consummated their marriage, they were only the first stage of marriage, so therefore there's zero concern about Shema Pius. Amar Rabbi, therefore Rabbi said, oh, Im Amru bin Nisua, if they said this then by a Nesua, that we have to be concerned about Shema Pius. Yomu bin Arusa, would they say it by an Arusa? No, absolutely not. And therefore, my Psach was in fact correct, albeit for the wrong reason. Amar Rava, Rava further said, Ha, Vadai komi boila. This is taka, a question that should have been asked. Ki, and we turn to Lamed Omer Aleph. Ki mashu based in Shaliach. When Basin does make this guy Shaliach, in a case, let's say, where it was an Arusa, Befanov o Shalom Befanov, does the base then have to go and do this in the presence of the first Shaliach, the guy that can't stay there beyond the 30 days, or can they do it even without his presence? And Rav himself answered the question, Hoder Pashta, Beim Befanov, Beim Shalom Befanov. It doesn't have to be in front of the guy. No, if he's there, fine, but he doesn't have to be there. And in fact, they sent the same message from Eretz Yisrael. Shalchem Yitam always means that they sent it from Eretz Yisrael. Usually it means the name in the name of Rabbi Elazar. Bein Befanov, Bein Shalom Befanov. This is true, whether the basic, can appoint the Shliach, whether the original Shliach is there, or they're just acting on the original Shliach's behalf, and the original Shliach is no longer there. Another Maisa Shoya. How do you know? There was a certain man who gave a get to his wife, and he said, Ilo Asina Atlos in Yomim, if I don't come back within 30 days, Levigita, then this should be a valid get. However, he did come back. Also, he's coming back now. It's the last day, and it's getting close to the Shkia. And also, he gets there, Upaske Mavra. He sees, however, that he can't get across the river. There's a ferry that normally runs over there, and he can't get across the river because the ferry's not there. Hello, he yells across the river, hey, I'm back, chazudi asoy, my wife's not divorced. So Amar Shmuel said, sorry, Charlie, lo shmei masu, that's not called coming back. You should have realized that the ferry sometimes isn't over there, and you won't be able to get across the river. You should have come back sooner. So bottom line is, you didn't come back. The woman is, in fact, divorced. Another similar maisa, haldi amalu, a man said to his wife, and said, Ilo Faisina Lo Atlos in Yomim. He said in front of witnesses that if I don't go and be Mephias, my wife, within the next 30 days, then it's a good get. Levi Gita. But I'm trying to save our marriage, and I'm going to try to go and be Mephias her. I'm going to try to appease her. And if I do that, then this is not a valid get. Ozal Paisa, he went to try to appease his wife. However, Velo Faisa, but she wasn't appeased. And therefore, the question came, is this a valid get or is this not a valid get? Bottom line is, he did try to appease her, but it wasn't successful. So is this called fulfilling his his tanai that I tried to appease her, or is this not called filling his tanai? So Rabbi Yosef said, bottom line is, mi yor lo tarkavo de dinre, did he give her treyu kav? Did he give her three kavs worth? Trey means two, kav means another one. Did he give her three kavs worth, a half a saw worth of dinarim, gold dinarim? Below Ifaisa, would she not have been appeased in that situation? In other words, he didn't try hard enough. And since he said, I will try to appease her, so there's no limit to how much he has to try. And if he's unsuccessful, if he's given her three kavs worth of dinarim and she wasn't appeased, then he could say, I tried to appease her. But unless he gave her three kavs worth of dinarim, that's not called really appeasing her, and therefore the woman is divorced. And the get would be a valid get because lo faisina, he in fact did not go and appease her. Alternatively, he could be amre, that Rav Yosef had said, it is not a valid get. Rav Yosef said, Mide Tarkova the Dinre, Boy Lemesavla, is the only way you can go and appease this woman to be Mephiasar is by giving her three kavs worth of dinarim? Anything short of that is not called appeasing her? No, he tried to appease her. He tried to go and be Mephiasar. He was unsuccessful, but he tried. And he said, if I don't try, then it's a valid get. He did try, and therefore it's not a valid get. Ha-paisa, nu, below Ifaisa, that's her problem. But the bottom line is, it's not a valid get. Now, this second understanding, this Ika Diamri of Rabbi Yosef, ha, kiman diyoma yesh onus begitim. This goes in accord with the idea that there is onus in regards to getin. And if a person says, this should be a valid get if I don't come back within 12 months, and some onus comes up, so then it wouldn't be a valid get because he was held back by an onus in terms of coming, so then the get is not a valid get. So kiman diyama yesh onus begitin, this second version of Yosef where he tried to mollify and she didn't accept it, so that's like saying the guy said I was going to try to come back but an onus prevented him from coming back, so therefore it is not a valid get in that situation because the onus prevented him from fulfilling the tnai, so therefore it's considered as if he did fulfill the tnai and it's not a valid get. But the first version, ha, that Rav Yosef said you have to go and give her even tarkava the dinre in order to be appeasing her, you can't go and give her less than that, so kiman diyama, ain't onus by gittin. The first opinion says, no, there is no such concept of onus by gittin, and therefore it is a valid get unless you come back, unless you go b'fayis, sir, it's a valid get no matter what, onus doesn't count. So these are the two different ways to understand Rav Yosef, and with this we conclude today's share.